Hi, welcome. It's the Club Racing UK podcast once again on Wednesday nights. It's myself, Robert Lewis, the two gentlemen in charge of Club Racing UK, Nick Holmes, Stefan Marsh, and we have the one and only My Supercar Productions, Ian Waterhouse, with us this afternoon. How are we doing, gents?
Good evening,
everybody. Good evening, everyone.
How are you all doing?
Yeah, it's nice.
Just spamming every group I can to share it into.
Spam away, Steph.
Fantastic. Spam away, Steph. Spam away. Okay, before we do get started tonight, we want to send our best wishes on behalf of Club Racing UK and My Supercar to David Morgan, who was quite badly injured in an accident in qualifying at Donington Park last weekend. There was a bit of footage circling social media. That's now been removed as there's still investigations ongoing. We understand he was quite badly hurt, so everyone just sends our best wishes for a speedy recovery, David. So, starting this week, there's not really a special episode. We haven't got loads of guests. We have got a very good guest, mind you. What we want to do, it's got to that. We have got a celebrity.
We've got Ian on, but it's not very special.
Well, you could say we do have a TV celebrity on with us tonight, so not all is bad, Ian.
I would use the term celebrity very, very loosely there.
What we are going to do today is the one thing that's been happening in the past few weeks is a lot of series have started to crown champions. So we're going to talk a bit about that, a bit about the racing action that's been going on. First of all, though, I think, having a think over the past couple of weeks, there are people, again, we have covered this before, there are a lot of people behind the scenes that everyone needs to be a bit thankful to, because if it wasn't for these guys, we wouldn't be racing. It's pure and simple. You need these guys to go racing. You do need the racers, but you need these guys as well. So the timekeepers keep time ticking. The Orange Army, that is the Marshals, we cannot race without these people. They come and save us when we stick it in the grass, break off a splitter, put it in the gravel.
Wow, that's 3 minutes and 24 seconds.
Well, to be honest, Nick.
In the fun now.
I know, exactly. I thought to myself, if I do the self-burn, it saves you lot doing it. The clerks of the course and the stewards, they keep us disciplined, except the 2 points I was given. That sucked. Another big one, which I think goes a bit under the radar, the championship organisers, because obviously without them, I think this year they've had an absolute nightmare trying to not only organise championships, but keep in line with the COVID regulations, keep all the drivers in line, because the drivers then comment on it. And I know there is, especially when it comes to masks and stuff like that, there's been a few people that have been a bit wary against them. And to me, that just caused a bit more headaches for the people that are ultimately trying to get us to go racing. I don't know about you guys, but...
Yeah, well, it's each to their own again, isn't it? It's up to what people want to do. But, you know, if you want to go racing and there's an option there, take it.
Exactly. And not trying to kiss ass to My Supercar and co, but the last bit I do want to mention, which I didn't really mention last time, you're looking at the broadcasters, the streamers, and the freelance media people, because without any racing, you guys don't have any income.
Very true. And actually, guys, I want to do a bit shameless self-promotion here, if that's okay. we kind of broke this a few days ago, but for those, if anybody missed it, I'd like delighted to say Motorsport Days Live at Silverstone has been cancelled this year. However, yeah, I am very pleased to say we are going ahead with Motorsport Days with us. So My Supercar have teamed up with Motorsport Days, and we are bringing a virtual Motorsport Days on the 20th and 21st of November. So Motorsport Days is still going ahead, I'm delighted to say.
Yes.
So there we go.
Excellent.
Fantastic. That is what I want to hear. And as well, friends of the show, so the likes of Darren Cook, Sarah Hall, I know those guys have been worried through difficult times, because let's be honest, if we go into another lockdown during a racing season, that's their income gone. You know, a lot of the media people, this is what they use to put the food on the table and a roof over their head. So a big shout out to all you broadcasters and media guys. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. We love you for what you do.
Everyone.
Photographers, you know, and again, to the previous people, marshals, championship organisers, we all think you're awesome because you get us doing what we love doing best.
Thank you.
A whole bundle of people. Thank you all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, so far this year, you know, we're summing up a lot of champions this year. The racing that has been happening so far this year has been absolutely fantastic against the strangest of circumstances. So, yeah, if anything, we should just be bloody grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
certainly been a year that we would like to put behind us. I'm pretty sure we all feel that way. But
it was weird because, like, you watched Bathurst the other day as well, Nick. But wasn't it weird, like, over the top of the mountain and there's just no crowd?
Nobody there. No crowd. No one there.
And you watch the touring cars at Thruxton, the banks, no crowd. It's just weird. But what a race.
Yeah. Oh, Bathurst 12. Oh, wow. That was, yeah, not the 12 out of the 1,000. Oh, what a race.
I know
they don't watch it, and I know we deal with UK motorsport, but well done, Shane. You totally deserve that, buddy.
That was really good.
Yeah.
You are?
They'd definitely be tuning into this.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to send it to
the SPG.
Well, yeah, the last social media I did say, I think he was doing his old quarantine back in New Zealand. So if you are watching from upside down, Shane Van Gisbergen, good evening. Right, we'll start with some comments. Patrick Seal, Richard Stock, Maxine Nichols are watching this evening. Diane Nichols is watching this evening. Vicky Pratt is watching this evening. Evening to you all.
Evening, everyone.
Sai Sheza, evening, guys. Just letting you know, I've got a curry on its way to me. Let's get fatter.
Oh.
Fantastic, nice. Simon. Let us know what curry you've got on the go. Patrick
Lamb
Seal.
Tikka masala. Gotta be.
Stefan?
Gotta be a lamb tikka.
I'm classic chicken tikka.
Yeah, I'm a chicken tikka fan.
Okay, no, fair enough.
I don't mind the korma. Korma I do as well.
Yeah, I quite like a korma. I'm not very big on the spices.
God, we're all pretty wild, aren't we? Yeah.
And welcome to food with Club Racing UK and my supercar.
Yeah.
It's a spin-off show tonight. Top 10 most cost-effective takeaways.
best burger van at a trackside. I think that's what we should do.
Oh, yeah. That should be an episode.
Patrick Seal has asked, why isn't Nick in his van, or has he decorated it?
Hey, no, I have a humble abode now. I have a place I live in now, so I can sit on my own sofa and be as loud and as obnoxious as I want to be.
Whose internet are you using?
You are?
Whose internet are you using?
I'm actually on my 4G. I'm on my 4G, to be fair. I'm on my 4G. Well, no, it cut out a minute ago, so I thought I'd put my 4G on just to be safe.
Fair enough. That's probably why. It's just
you laugh. I've applied to get Plusnet in the flat, and I got a phone call today to say that they've tried to install it in the chip shop downstairs. The chippy and the customers downstairs have got free Wi-Fi, so there you go, guys.
Fantastic. I like that. My God.
Yeah.
Patrick Seal has actually commented again. He went to the Bathurst 1000 3 years ago. Bloody awesome event. The fans are awesome. They are absolutely. It's one for the bucket list. I want to go to Bathurst.
It's on my bucket list.
Exactly.
It's on my bucket list, for sure.
Okay, incoming curry news, gents. Sai Sheza, I'm going for a chicken Roshni. Any sides, Simon? Let's get the full details. What rice? You know, have you got a naan, plain naan?
It's got to be a naan.
So, Club Racing UK does food. We'll be touring. Moving on, Diane Nichols also comments. Looking forward to the Burkitt this Saturday at Silverstone. Team yes. Maxine Nichols. Mick Nichols, Malcolm Edison, all in MR2s. Good luck. Good luck to you guys. We're going to come to Maxine very shortly because we have got some footage that she's kindly sent into us. But first of all, Nick got invited back to race the 116 trophy at Alton Park.
Yes, I did. So
how did it go, dude?
Much better than Snetterton, that's for sure. Well, I say much better. It was a frustrating race, to be fair, because we were doing really well. Qualified, I think, 16th out of 20. No, qualified 17th out of 28 cars. But, oh, my God, the weather was horrendous.
Did you pack chest waders? Did you pack the chest waders?
Oh, I wish I had done. Well, the problem was, I'm 4 hours-ish away from Alton Park.
Yeah.
Three and a half hours on the way up there, not a single drop of rain. Get to the M6 and like literally that far from Alton Park, pisses it down and didn't stop all day. It was horrendous weather, but no, it was really good. The car was firing on all cylinders this time. A few little upgrades from SNET, which was great. It was nice to enjoy the car at the correct speed. There's still obviously this. The guys have built that number 71 car as cheaply as possible, as most cost effective as possible. So it doesn't have all the upgrades that you can get for the 116. So it's still not like, you know, like a top five car kind of thing. But yeah, it was nice to have a car that was firing on all cylinders, had some great battles. And I will say, a rear wheel drive car in the wet is the most fun I've had in a race car. It's also it's the hardest I've had to concentrate as well, because at every corner, and I know it's only a little 116, it was trying to kill me at every corner. It was brilliant. I loved it.
I just want to say
a massive thank you to Mark again for inviting me back, and Freddie and Ray and Graham for having me there again that weekend.
Awesome, man.
Check out the YouTube video.
Yes, we did a review video on the 116 trophy. So if you're interested in it, check it out on our YouTube channel.
Also,
message us and we'll send it to you.
Just to let you know that beautiful T-shirt you're wearing, your microphone's rubbing against some graphics and it keeps rustling. But it's a lovely T-shirt.
Oh, sorry. I will sit up. Do you like our new T-shirt? We are going to be selling these. Look, I'll put my microphone above my beard. How's that?
There we are.
And that's why you grow a proper beard.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, great to hear, Nick. Let's go back to some comments. We have some more incoming curry news. Simon Chesa, not too hot. He's had two nights on the run on the curry in Brackley at Silverstone last weekend. Nearly had to put bog roll in the fridge. As for sides, he's going for...
Oh, bog roll in the fridge. That's the best.
He's also put as his sides, he's got a garlic naan and a bit of mushroom rice. I like your style, Simon. Sarah Hall, who we gave a big shout out to just now, she says there's Rallycross on Saturday and Sunday at Knockhill Live. Fantastic to hear. I do love a bit of Rallycross. Shine Automotive are tuning in as well. Thanks, guys. We'll see you guys at the Indy 500.
Hello, Shine.
Yes, we will.
Hello, Colin.
Fantastic. First event that my supercar are going to be at this year.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, first Enduro car event. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Can't wait.
That's what I meant. Can't keep seeing you on the TV, Ian. I mean, you know, he's going to be winning the BAFTA soon for best presenter.
Fantastic. Yeah, I can't wait for Enduro car anyway, boys. Really sort of missed it. Really have generally missed it, you know. Bit of a family, isn't it?
I should think so. Yeah. Like, you've got us in there and fantastic. Various other teams. But
yeah. And various other, we'll gloss over those. We've got Club Racing UK there. That's the only thing.
Yes. The only Enduro KA team you need.
Podium last year for you boys, wasn't it? Your first podium, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Our first ever silverware.
There you go. Top 10 this year, though. In top 10.
same as usual. Start as you mean to go on.
Yeah. Top 10. I'll put your jinxes on it now.
That's always the aim.
Oh, well, that's all we've said, isn't it? Every race, top 10. And we've got 2 third places and a first. Whee!
Exactly. Shine Automotive have commented and asked if Ian's filming. I assume you mean, is Ian filming at the Enduro KA round?
Yes, we are, guys. We are. We are there. We're at Brands Hatch. And we can't wait. Both days.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Super Cup, qualifying, and then the race.
Nice.
Fantastic. Awesome. Fantastic. That is what I like to hear. On to some news, chaps. 750 Motor Club have got championship status from the MSA for Mazda and Type R Trophy. So they're now full sanctioned championships for next year. Mazda, it's Mazda with the 7 in it. It's the low cost with the Mazda engine. So that's growing rapidly and it's sort of seen as a bit of a progression. So that should be good. And Type R Trophy is growing. So
yes.
There was quite a few of their boys that was in to sort of boost the numbers in Civic Cup last weekend, I saw at the TCR meeting. But come on to that.
We'll talk about that later then.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Motorsport UK have actually released a bit of guidance to do with the tier update, the old 1-2-3 nationally, and it's just kind of reiterated what's going on around the country. So it's, to be honest, they haven't really turned around and said if you're tier 2 or 3, you can't race. So what do you do?
I think they've said you can race, haven't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They've not banned anyone, so they've just gone, okay, if you are from tier 2 or 3, just be really careful.
I think it's the usual. But if you're not showing any symptoms and you sign that declaration and all that lot, then because you're doing the organised sport, you can attend. So
yeah,
It is what it is. I know there's a few track day organisers that have got to the point where they've started to stop tier 3 areaed people from going. They're checking licences and stuff like that. And you kind of wonder if it's going to get to a point where motorsport series are going to start doing that, but you just don't know.
I don't know. It's going to decimate stuff, isn't it, if you do that? You may as well just go into lockdown, really, mightn't you, really?
Yeah, I think that's the only thought on it. Just be a bit sensible, you know, if you haven't got the symptoms or anything like that. If you do, just lock yourself in the car and drive away.
Obviously.
Yeah, honestly. I know, mate, everyone's bored. I know, I get it, I understand. But it's one of those things, mate, it is gonna crop up. It is going to crop up. It's not going away. Anyway, let's move on to some more positive stuff because I believe Ian was at this meeting. Bark Silverstone. The Classic Touring Car Racing Club have crowned all their champions, I believe. All the points are currently being calculated. I spoke to Stuart Kai about a week ago now, probably a bit less. And he's just waiting for all the points to be counted up. And then they'll officially broadcast that, this guy's champion, this guy's champion, this guy's champion. So we will broadcast that in the next podcast. In the meantime, pre-03 driver AJ Owen has decided to enter the British Drift Championship in the front-wheel drive class. And we have got this video to show why. If you could just play the video, chaps. There we go.
I love the fact he still downshifts and still meets the curb. Like, what's wrong with you, AJ? Seriously, man. I said that to him as well because obviously we're doing our brown trouser HRX sponsored win a pair of Nomex save of the year. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. And he was like, he messaged me and said, "Oh God, I've got another one." I was like, "Well, send it to us." And I had a look and I just said to him, I love the fact he just downshifts one gear, still met the curb and still carried on, I think.
I think, fantastic. To be honest, for next year we'll have to change the sponsor to Huggies with the amount of brown trouser moments we keep having. Some sort of... The commitment in that is just flat out, turn right, let feel the back end go, and then it just goes again. And he's like, "Oh, it's okay, right, downshift, bang, off you go."
Yeah, just carry on.
Fair play.
Brilliant.
Maxine Nichols has actually said, sent it with skill. There we go. He firmly licked the stamp and sent it. So, yeah, keep a look out at any sort of British Drift event, because chances are AJ's going to turn up there and have a good go. Yes, Brick Car Trophy class at Silverstone was noticed quite a bit. 32 cars and some beautiful cars there. There we go. So that's the overall winner. That's the at-speed BMW. Some beautiful cars. I know
Kester did you
Cook
got see the video? He did. Second or third, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that. Go ahead, though, Nick. What video is that?
Did you see the video? There's like someone set up a low down camera in the pit exit, and you had the marshal with the green flag waving. You just had cars screaming out of the pit. Oh, what an array of cars there! That was props to Brick Car for that, because that was a cracking looking grid.
That was an absolutely fantastic looking grid, and good to them to be honest. Because you know a series like that is, well, I say competing. It's you've got a lot of series like that already. You've got 750 Road Sports, you've got your MSV Super Cup and stuff like that. So for them to put that together with what they've got and produce a grid like that, kudos to them. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So long may it continue.
I mean, we saw it explode at the beginning of the year, didn't we? When they announced that series, and it was like, wow. And literally, it did blow up. Everyone was all over it. So good to see even this far down the year, October. still getting that many cars out there. Well, it is. Oh, come on. It's pissing down with rain every day. It's dark every day. October. People are talking about Christmas already, and they're, I hate you. Anyone, any of those people, shut up. Don't like it.
Yeah. 65 sleeps. Come on.
I'll just turn this around because we've got a Christmas tree up in the background. We are really.
I'm leaving. Bye.
I'll put it up for the next one.
Fantastic. I think that's what we should do. Next episode, just for Nick, we'll all just turn up wearing Christmas hats and
have a Christmas special. Start. I think November.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You enjoy that show. I won't be there.
There we go. Mario Neofito has commented, can you run any trays in the front-wheel drive drift class, or do you have to run McDonald's ones? we'll have a look at the regs, Mario, and get back to you. Maxine Nichols comments, you guys have to join us in the Burkitt next year. It's epic. The atmosphere is brilliant. That's the plan.
We've been talking behind the scenes about sorting out a Burkitt team this year, and it just hasn't happened, has it, unfortunately? But yes,
definitely next something year. We're putting on the list for next year. The one thing I did notice, the Max 5 or Mazda Motorsport Club, they've still struggling, and the big difference here is they struggled before COVID. And it's just, unfortunately for them, it's just not got any better. They were mixed with the rather large Lancaster Insurance MG field. I think it might be one of those. Is it the end of the road for them? I don't know, but I think we'll see you next year.
We've said it in previous episodes. There's no shortage of MX5 championships out there. So
I know. Exactly. So it's not as if the cars from there can't go and race elsewhere. The Caterham graduate field, that was bloody massive. 42 cars in total on that grid. As usual, Caterham, fantastic close racing. And that's another one you were covering, wasn't it, Ian?
Yeah, it was. I think Harry Senior got the job done again. And old Petrol Ped was racing in it as well, Peter Greaves. So it's quite, it's a pretty good event. I mean, we've covered Caterhams all season, and it's just incredible stuff. You know, we often say it's almost like the closest. Sounds silly, but it's almost like the closest you could get to almost experience F1 as like an average guy or girl. You know, it's insane, isn't it?
Yeah. Fair play.
Lightweight, super fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like Nick's drinking habit.
I'm on the Fanta fruit twist tonight. Ooh,
look at
me.
Right. Exactly. Joe Murray appears to agree with you, Nick. Far too many MX5 series already, sadly. I mean, it's like the BRSCC MX5 series are racing this weekend at the Formula Ford Festival. They've actually had to take some cars and put them in with another series because they're oversubscribed. So it's one of those, I'm afraid.
Well, we actually did the Max 5 as well at the weekend, mixed in with the MGs, and it was... They obviously, the MGs went off first and then the Max 5s went after, and you almost wouldn't know. And it's a shame because it's the second time I've covered Max 5 this year, and I think we did it at Donington Park, and it was a better grid at Donington. Yeah. I don't know what it was at Silverstone, but it was like a ghost town, really, for Max 5.
Which is unfortunate. You never want to see a series do badly.
Oh, no.
That's the one thing we can stress here now. We're not here just to go, oh, that's terrible. You never want to see any series falter because that's bad for club racing. So we could just, if they can turn it around, fantastic. So
yeah, because they're an awesome bunch of people. They really are. It's just motor racing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
The BARC held a one-day meeting at Mallory Park. There was a bumper buck saloon grid that was mixed with the Kumo BMW. There we go. There's a screenshot of Paul Neville from the Modified Saloon Series, Simon Ward and his Astro with a couple of the Kumo boys.
Yeah.
If you're watching and you get a chance to watch Pescara Productions, you will probably see some footage on there of some really nasty shunts from those races. I don't know what was happening in terms of driving standards, but it was a little bit tetchy at points.
Oh, I felt for the guy in the E46 M3 who went literally all the way through the grass. I think he must have, I swear he got faster through the grass and into the barrier and totaled his M3, but...
Exactly. I mean, it's unfortunate, really, because...
Do you know what? I almost feel like we should all chip in and buy a bit of gravel for that corner of Mallory Park.
I know it's one of those circuits, but yeah.
It is, but come on. We need to put like, even if it's at the back edge, I don't know. You were thanking all our photographers and videographers and all of those guys, and we get some great coverage from Pescara, but how many crashes do we need to see into those barriers?
Either that or change it, because the problem is it's an old school barrier because it's got a bloody great earth bank and they don't move. Well, yeah. So you hit a solid set of tires, and of course with erosion over time, even with the tires sat in front, the dirt sort of mixes in with them. So it's like hitting a concrete wall. And of course, the front of that BMW was a bit secondhand. It didn't look the greatest, certainly. And I don't know, is it one of those that Mallory can sort of, I know everyone's a bit pushed for money and circuit budgets and stuff like that, but just a little bit of gravel pop down at B&Q. I don't know, maybe they'll have a sale on.
That should be your signing on. You should pay your race entry fee plus a bag of gravel. bring a spade as well.
Just turn up with a Wix lorry. Although Si Scheza has commented on that, guys, if you hit a gravel trap at Gerrard's at 100 mile an hour, you'll need a ticket to get back in. Yeah, but you get the air miles. Maybe make the barriers a bit more spongy. I don't know.
That's just my personal opinion. I see so many crashes on that corner. There is other corners available, I should just add.
Yeah.
It's painful because you see him come off the track. Is it Gerrard's? Is that the name of the corner? I don't know Mallory very well. But it's just the fact you see him come off the grass and then there's an age. It's just an age until they reach the barrier, but you know they're going to reach the barrier.
Yeah. It's one of those. You watch it.
Painful to watch.
Yeah, it's painful to watch because you know what's about to happen. And you can almost hear, as the car hits the barrier, if you play it in slow motion, you can almost hear the rustling of notes and the shuffling of pound coins just as it crumples into the barrier.
It'll take you 10 minutes to watch it.
Because what? Because of the trip across the grass?
Because it's just such a long.
Unfortunate. Danny Walton has actually said it used to be a gravel area. Okay. Oh, it was a gravel area 20 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. Well, they must have changed it for a reason then. A few more comments. Yep. Dave Nixon commented on AJ Owen's save. The track was slimy. I had a few moments. It does look like it was that sort of greasy, slippery, not quite dry, not quite wet, wasn't it? So, but certainly looked good fun. Back to the racing. The Hyundai Coupe Cup, had good steady grids, about 20, 25 cars. So, again...
Did you see the lead battle?
That was quite good, wasn't it?
Oh, about five or six of them all together. Oh, Kevin Smiles and Alex Kersley, Wayne Rocket, and all those boys.
Yeah.
Old Dicko and all that lot. It was cracking to watch. Cracking racing.
Absolutely fantastic.
I still want to go.
I bet you're gutted. Guys.
Come on.
Your name's still on a car? They've peeled it off now.
No, they. Unfortunately, Kev... he sold the cars, obviously, with the shit going on in the world. My opportunity has passed. So if anyone would like to stick me in a Hyundai Coupe Cup car... tap us up. To be fair, Steph could do with a guest drive next, I think.
We can do a video review again next.
We will.
There we go.
If anyone wants a video review of their arrive and drives or their series or what have you, we will gladly come along and do something for you.
There we go. Sai Scheser now has another suggestion for the Mallory Park issue. A massive ramp would fix it. Could you imagine that? You could paint like a giant. So you put the ramp in place, you could just have a giant like dartboard. Because if you're going to shunt the car, you might as well get some points doing it. Have a giant dartboard at the side. If you get a 180, you know, your entry fee gets revoked.
Oh, what an incentive that is.
If I'm going to go off, I'm going to get my entry fee back while I'm there.
Bullseye.
Exactly. And the guy at the side with the microphone, 140. Not quite good this time, sir. Anyway, moving on to... Motorsport Vision Racing at the Brands Grand Prix Circuit, and Luke Reed won in his Groves Motorsport BMW 130 in an awesome track day championship grid. Hopefully we've got some photos for this one. Look at the size of that.
Good.
And the cars.
It's a long grid.
Now, you'll notice there, we're going to have another... Yeah, we've got another photo there as well, because that little caterham in front was friend of the show, Callum McDougall, who returned with his dad, Jim. There we go. Smiling duo there. You wouldn't realise it, though, with all the masks. They got third overall, which was fantastic for them. So good to see them back in action.
Well, fair play. Have you seen any of Callum's on board?
Yeah.
It looks well scary, driving the coat around. You've got full saloons and everything, just cutting them up and diving all over the place. It just looks... Yeah. He's so low, they just look like tanks driving next to him.
Fantastic. But it's... Yeah, I see what you mean, though. I don't think I would be able to... Well, I wouldn't fit in a caterham anyway. I'm too fat, but, you know, it's like driving against that when you can sort of go out and touch the sill of the saloon next to it. Well, I am there. Yeah. Although, if you think that's back and you think trying to fit me in a single seater, you need to...
If anyone is listening, please can we borrow a caterham or other small sports car to try and shoehorn Rob into, please?
But while we're there, we'll borrow a Formula Jedi just to get you sat in it so your head can sit about 6 feet above the airbox. You'd have to tilt your head to one side so you didn't lose out on power, but there we go.
I think my head being that high is the least of my problems. I'd imagine.
There we go. Right, Maxine Nichols, it is time for your golden moment. We move on to the 750 Motor Club at Alton Park. God bless her. She's been a regular listener since we started the podcast. Unfortunately, she had a mishap in the MR2 Championship and has wrote the car off. forced across the track. She took it quite easy on the first lap. She didn't want to get into any trouble. It was absolutely pissing down with rain.
It was a horrible weekend.
Forced across the track trying to avoid Patrick Stoner's roadster. And it made heavy contact with the Tim Herron's already crashed car. Fortunately for Tim, he was able to extricate himself and rejoin. But the rear wheel was a bit knackered. Maxine's car was done for the day. And we have, hopefully, got an onboard video to show you. If we could just play that, chaps. Every time you watch that, you just absolutely gutted for her.
That's just unfortunately. I heard it on the tannoy. I heard it happen. It's Alton to narrow Alton, isn't it? Plus the weather. I can't stress enough. Again, we've seen it with Wetterton and all of that this year, but it was horrendous weather.
That looked awful. I mean, look at those conditions there. You can't see anything.
It was that bad all day. And then to add to it, actually, later on in the day, the sun came out, but it kept raining. So you just had glare off the track as well. It was a really shit weekend. Gutted for you, Maxine. That sucked. But
excellent.
Main thing is you're okay.
The main thing is Maxine's okay. I believe Rogue Motorsport have prepped her another car, so she is going to be out of the Birkett this weekend with her dad, Mick, and Malcolm Edison. So fantastic. She qualified really well as well. But don't worry, Maxine. It's one of those, darling, but it'll be great to see you back out, and we will see you at the circuit again very soon.
Yes,
right. Let me just move my script. The Alpha grid dropped to about 12 cars. Which is a bit gutted to see, but they have had quite a good revival this year. So,
I must say, I'm going to say this now. I did my qualifying session in the BMW 116 trophy.
Yes,
I went out with the Alphas because we, for whatever reason, the 116 only had something like a 20-minute qualifying session or 15-minute qualifying session. And to get your minimum of 3 laps in, you just couldn't do it. If you had three drivers or more, you just couldn't do it. So I got put out with the Alphas, which was amazing fun. There are some absolute machines there. So it was nice to share a bit of track with those boys, actually, and girls. And
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Stefan, I thought Stefan was going to say something. Sorry. Right. Back to some comments. Edward Cotton has actually commented on Maxine's video. He's put, too wet, should have been stopped. They did stop the MGs about 3 weeks ago, Ian, when you guys were there, didn't they?
Yeah. They stopped quite late, though, Rob, to be fair. We were there for MG Cup BCV8s and MG Metros. And I have to be honest, they did it was about 1:30, they said they were going to review the track. They didn't stop it till 4:00. And it was just carnage, to be honest. It was probably the wrong choice. It was too late, to be honest.
I'd almost say that's kind of what the that Alton weekend needed as well. To be honest, I know nobody wants to do it, but it was like I say. I was in when I was in the BMW. It was every corner there was standing water. Every time you tried to accelerate, it just tried snapping around on you. I'm sure I wasn't the only one. Obviously, the MR2s are smaller, lighter, and faster.
Exactly. And Kaylee Twigger has actually commented on that, Ian. She put, "I crashed and then it ended the day." So obviously, the conditions just get too treacherous. And when you look at some of the series as well, I believe the MR2s run on a controlled sort of triple eight tire, so they're bad enough in the wet. If it's standing water, you got no bloody chance. But yeah, you know,
well, I spoke to Kaylee after
the name Kang N2SR, aren't they?
Exactly. I spoke to Kaylee after that, and there was just nothing you could do. It was like an ice rink, you know. It was just as soon as you put a wheel on the grass or something, that's it. You just can't stop.
Well, yeah, you saw Maxine there. As soon as you're just a passenger, so it's just hold on and hope it doesn't get too expensive.
Yeah.
So, Nick, you'll like this because this is proper club racing. We go to Formula V.
Yes. Yeah.
James Harridge, this car was built by him and his dad in the garage at home. This is awesome. Look at that. Yeah. Fantastic. And he has just gone and won. Well, he hasn't just won. He's dominated the Formula V Championship.
Absolutely destroyed everybody. Like, not even by a little bit either. I think he was something like 4 to 6 seconds like quicker than everybody else. I think the Alton weekend. Plus, I think he's been similar all year round, to be fair. It's, top lad as well. I've done a few Car Chase Hero days with him as well.
Yeah.
And, he's a top lad, so well deserved, mate. That was
fantastic. So congratulations from everyone at Club Racing UK, James. Fantastic. Enjoy the win. And, hopefully we'll see him back out next year. We've also got a champion crowned in 750 Sports Specials, Andy Hilly. We've got a photograph of him here, just enjoying his recent sports at Snetterton. So congratulations to him as well. We also want to do a massive shout-out to Pip Hammond. I know you like Pip, especially the car he drives, Nick. His lovely Vauxhall Nova. He was crowned. Yes. We actually missed it in the last podcast. I do apologise for that. He has won the Classic Stock Hatch Championship with a round to spare at Mallory Park 3 weeks ago. So congratulations as well to Pip Hammond. Fantastic.
Well done, Pip.
Nice. Did you say in a Vauxhall Nova as well? You don't
in a Vauxhall Nova. Yeah.
Hey, classics now. No, 20 years ago, Vauxhall Nova would be a classic.
Well, yeah, all the cars around that period, you know, an XR2i, they're classics. Yeah. You know, the old AXGTs, they're bloody classics. So, yeah, fantastic cars.
Oh, Citroen AX. My mate Midge had one of them.
Citroen AX, yeah. I remember those.
205 GTI, 1.6.
With some Phoenix Gold. The Phoenix Gold 6x9s in the back of it. Those
were the days. On the MDF Parsons.
Do you remember the old 106 as well? Remember the old 106?
Oh, yeah.
I actually had one of them.
That was a little monster.
No. How did you get in that?
I had a 106.
Yeah.
I needed a stopgap car and I had a 106. So I ended up selling it and then the bloke got done for speeding as I sold it to him.
Okay, quick question then, chaps. What was your first cars?
Mark III Fiesta.
Fantastic. Stefan?
I still remember the number plate for it as well. J912. Yeah, HRC.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
I don't remember the number plate of my one, though. But I had a nice white Rover 200.
Hey. We're the same, Stefan. I had a 1994 Rover 214 in Nightfire red with grey panelling, beige interior, fake Walnut dash with cassette player.
Oh, fantastic. Had the old cassette with the wire hanging out, so you could put your MPP player in.
I had a bit of House of Pain on tape, you know.
Put a Paraflectic on and some footwell neons. Living the dream.
Yes.
Great fantastic. Car, that. Miss it.
I went Sony Explode for mine. Neons in the boot.
Pioneer.
Fantastic. I had a Mark 1 Renault Clio. And yours? I do remember the plate as well. Mark 1 Renault Clio, L139 VGT. It was a 1.4 Renault Clio, but it had the leather interior and steering wheel from the RSI. I bought it for £220 with a dent in every panel. And the funny thing is, I scrapped the car, but I took the interior out and sold it for more than I bought the car for.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So, you know, these great things work out in the end.
My Fiesta, I paid £150 for it because a guy I used to work with, it was his brother's, and he got done for speeding and he needed the money to pay for the fine. So I bought the car for 150 quid off of him, and then I sold it for 320 quid. Woo! complete with bad boy bonnet, 16-inch wheels that didn't fit, and a black SI kit. The car was blue.
Right. Since we've spoken about this, guys, the comments have gone absolutely bonkers. We've moved off from club racing, so I've got to go through some of these. We'll stick with the racing for a second. Maxine Nichols has said she was begging for them to get her out for race two. She must be slightly messed up in the head, but, you know, get back on the horse. Fair enough. She's, you know, brave lady. Mario Neofitu, 106 GTI and ST170s are becoming classics. They actually are.
Yeah.
So
ST170s are not becoming classic.
Apparently they are.
They've basically said if you've got one,
buy one and stick it in the garage, because they're starting, they reckon in the next 5 to 10 years they're gonna go up in value.
There is no one that's gonna go, oh, do you know what I really, really like? Focus ST170.
They're terrible. I love Focuses, and I had four of them, and then I was like, I'm desperate for an ST170. Eventually bought it, and then I thought my 2-litre Focus was better, so I sacked it off as quick as I bought it.
Yeah, they weren't. Unfortunately, they were a bit held back by Ford because they were developing the RS, but they reckon those, they're going to get a bit, going to be worth a few quid in a few years' time. We'll see, but that's the road versions. It's going to be worth about £2.50. But anyway, on with the first car.
That's just with a fucking great MDF on the front.
Yeah, exactly. The MDF's going back on there, Nick, so you can take the pit out a bit more. But at least I'm out racing. AJ Owen had a mark.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get one back. AJ Owen had a mark. AJ Owen had a Mark III Fiesta with Sierra RS Cosworth alloys. He remembers the reg as well. M150 KPD. Mario Neofitu had a Vauxhall Nova 1.2 GL.
Yes!
Maxine Nichols, we must all be the same age, repping the Mark III Fiestas.
Yes. Do you know what? I saw one in Matalan car park the other day up near me. It was a J-Reg. It was a 5-door in white. The thing was mint, but that's the what it caught my eye. I've got a soft spot for them. I'd have another one, actually. I'd have
I had a black Fiesta XR2i. I bought it off a mate for 50 quid. Yeah. It had a big dent in the front wing. I beat that out with a hammer. I was gonna put a turbo engine in it, so I left it for ages, and then I had to get rid of it, so I sold it to another mate for 500 quid. He fitted the whole RS Turbo Recaro interior and everything in it. Brake upgrade, all the rest of it. I bought it back off him for 500 quid. Had it for a couple of months and then sold it again for 900 quid.
Oh, and Stefan, that's how you're making profit.
Car dealer, Stefan.
The Mike Brewer Award for car wheeling and dealing this week goes to Stefan.
The whole time, had a big dent in the wing now, and it's still awesome.
Or not. Edward Cotton has asked most likely Stefan and Ian, Rovers, did you have a flat cap and pipe with your cars?
I'll tell you something though, guys. I was the only person at college with a 5-door family saloon. So if anybody wanted to go into Harrogate Town, I was the man to take you there.
Well, there we go.
Mine was still 3-door.
There we go. Joe Murray comments.
Pipe and cap doesn't go too well with the blue football neons, I'm afraid.
Oh God!
You say awful. That, Rob. You wait until you see our little KA.
Yeah.
Yes, that's. I'm looking forward to that because
I think we've made an improvement on last year. I think.
Yes. Well, we're not going to rip them off when we take it off the trailer. This time,
off the trailer when we get there.
Exactly. Patrick Seal, it's time to have a laugh at Patrick Seal. He had a 1989 Renault 5.
Oh,
what a car.
The turbos were absolutely awesome. There we go. Kaylee Twigger had a Corsa B.
Let's drive in a Corsa.
And I think, there's no more comments with that. Oh no, Joe Murray had a blue Peugeot 106, and he remembers the reg being V234 DDJ. There we go.
Right, everybody go on gov.uk and see what it's doing now. Check the plate out.
Yeah. That car still alive.
All of them scrapped.
I was gonna say
they're all getting cloned.
Yeah, they're either being cloned or right, guys. So we'll actually go back to some racing. The BRSCC had a meeting for the day at Alton Park, the Hyperdrive ST.
Is this a racing podcast, is it?
It's supposed to be a club racing podcast, but...
We've covered food and first cars.
It's crazy, though. The comments have just gone off the hook, though, haven't they? Since we started talking about first cars, it's just gone nuts.
No one cares about
everyone's
racing.
Just like... Exactly.
No.
Exactly. So, BRSCC at Alton Park, the Hyperdrive ST XR Challenge. Will Heslop had a couple of wins in there. We've got a picture that I scooped up for that. There we go. Again, nice mixture of old and new. I quite like that. And that's a car you don't see on the road. Nice XR3i.
Yes.
If there's a picture that sums up Essex, that's your car. Or a Cosley.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm just saying the Essex lads love the old Dagenham dustbins. So so do I. I've got one sat in the garage. Production GTI, Simon Hill and Martin Walsh shared the wins there. So that was enough of the footage from there. The BRSCC had TCR supports at Donington Park last weekend, just gone. The Club Sport Trophy, Jess Hawkins warmed up for her BTCC debut by winning overall in an invitation spec Fiesta. The winner was declared as Malcolm Edison and David Sheard in the BMW Compact. Really good to see Jess get on the British Touring Car Championship as well. We'll actually see how she gets on at Snetterton this weekend, chaps.
Yeah.
Civic Cup, did you guys get a chance to watch any of the live stream?
Yep.
What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was good. They've mixed... But are they doing that from now on, mixing, having like a class strategy between the Civic Cup and the Trophy?
I don't know. I think, to be honest, my personal opinion, they did it to sort of bump up the numbers because they knew they were struggling a bit this year. But
they do look cool. I mean, they are like proper mini touring cars, aren't they? They're out of the box sort of race cars and... The racing was pretty good. So
yeah, I mean, looking at it, the Civic Cup's obviously got the more bolt-on bits and they do look a bit more racy.
Yeah.
And your Type R trophies are, you know, you've got less of the kit, but just as much fun racing with the same car.
It gives you that good entry point, doesn't it? So if someone wants to start, they can start off in the trophy and then slowly, once they've got the foot in the door on the trophy and got used to it, they can then upgrade up into the Civic Cup. So I quite like that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially, it's all just about budgets, I think. And with it being on the TCR support, I think maybe it could be a case of it's a little bit more cost effective to race in the Type R trophy. So,
yeah.
Hold on. We should really kind of reword that, though, a little bit, should we not? Surely the TCR are supporting the Civic Cup because.
Yeah.
How many cars were at the T? Was it the TCR and TCC?
Yeah, there was about 8 cars. And then the VW Racing Cup is destroyed now. I don't know what the bloody. Well, it's budget, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to do VW Racing Cup, and if you're on the same sort of
40 odd grand or something, say 40, 45 grand.
Yeah, I mean, whereas before you're on the British GT package, you know, if the headline act is not doing so well in terms of TCR, they've barely got above double figures in the years they've been running. And now VW Cup has taken a bit of a downward trajectory.
I was going to say, this isn't, unfortunately, a COVID thing either, is it?
We did
TCR events last year, and there was about 7 cars on the grid or something. And it's a real shame, you know, because they're absolute weapons of cars when they get going. You know, they're fantastic to see. But I just wonder if, perhaps the cost difference between that and stepping up to maybe even BTCC isn't such a leap, if you know what I mean. And it's like, well, do you set your aspirations a bit higher then?
That's the thing, isn't it?
I don't know. It's hard. They're like proper top-end club-level budget, aren't they? But, I mean, is it in club level? That's the debate we had a few weeks ago, didn't we? But it's well up there, isn't it?
But the thing is as well, you also see a lot of TCR cars that are turning up in stuff like Club Enduro, or they'll take a TCR car and go do credit. Yeah. I mean, It's, you know, yeah, for some reason, TCR UK is not attracting a lot of cars.
I think it comes down to a dilution again, doesn't it? TCR is so alike BTCC and various other touring car championships out there. There's no need for it.
But how does TCR do across the world? Because it's not just in England, is it? How does it do across...
Brilliantly. I mean, you've got like a Central European Championship and Belgium. So it's basically other places where they don't sort of have, because the BTCC is unique. You know, in Australia, you have the V8 supercars. Here, you have the BTCC. You know, I think in America, it's run as part of the Pirelli World Challenge or something. And so and then you've got World TCR, which took over from the World Touring Car Championship. So elsewhere, it's doing great. But the problem is, you're then, like Nick said, Nick's again made a fantastic point. It's dilution. If you could pick up a TCR.
There's no place for it. It's everyone. You've got BTCC. You're not, TCR isn't going to. And I know we've heard it before in various other podcasts, especially the Australian one we listen to. Granted, TCR ain't coming along going, hey, we're the newest series. We're going to overtake BTCC. You're just not going to nudge them off their pedestal. You can't.
No, no.
No.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Owen, he's commented, TCR UK won't work due to Mr. Gow. The thing is, Alan Gow is very good at what he does, but he's always said, I mean, he even said on the Australian podcast we listened to, I had no problem with TCR UK coming along because it doesn't affect us, because it was almost seen that TCR would be the equivalent of running Clio Cup or running Ginettas or doing something like that. And there we go, Esther, and I think it's a joint account. TCR is 60 grand a year. British Touring Cars is 250k to be at the back. So, if you're looking at
quite a gap, then
there is quite a gap. But if you're looking at that, okay. So, if I had 60 grand, am I going to go and race in the Mini Challenge that's on the Tocqueville, that's got ITV4, that's a bit more with my sponsors, or am I going to go and race TCR? Or, you know, I mean, to be fair, for the likes of Lewis Kent, it's worked well for him because he's going to race World TCR and European TCR, which, you know, that's where it works. You've got a multitude.
That's where it's unique in the fact that you could be in the UK-based TCR series and then that could give you the leapfrog into European. You know, you could go into Australia or, you know, I think even like Japan, every country nearly has a TCR championship. So it's good in that respect because you can dart from, if you want to go race TCR in America, then, you know, the cars aren't too dissimilar. So it's good for that, but I just don't think it just hasn't boomed over here, has it? So,
no, I mean, there was great promise at first. Everyone started ordering cars, but, you know, it just, so all that from a throwaway comment, Nick. We have diverted again quite a lot.
Standard.
Exactly. But the one thing we will say about Civic Cup, Bruce Winfield was made champion. We have got a picture of him here. That is a sexy looking Civic.
Nice.
That's a very nice car. So really, yeah,
doesn't he look a bit like Michael Schumacher there? Doesn't he look a bit like Schumacher with that face mask on?
He does a little bit, doesn't he?
Do you not think?
The eyes, is he?
Yeah. Or is it just me then? Anybody else watching?
Yeah, thinking
it's a little bit like Michael Schumacher.
There we go. Let's have a look at the comments. I don't think anyone else has come up yet.
I bet Michael Schumacher doesn't look like that right now.
Oh, Nick. Oh, my God. And with that, we're off the air.
Oh, come on.
Right, Elaine, if we could, in post-edit, if we could just chop this bit out.
I didn't mean it like that.
You're not going to take yourself out of that one, are you? Let's just move on quickly.
Let's just move on. Esther and Ollie has come back. Drive a TCR, then a Mini, and you'll be in a TCR time or two. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those. I mean, the Mini Challenge is booming. It was booming anyway, but it's gone to the Toka package and it's boomed a bit more. So I think maybe, you know, being on the Toka package is quite a pull and stuff like that. AJ Owen has commented with very shocked faces at Nick. So there we go. Gerald Howell. Moving on from that, Gerald Howell, shout out for the Classic Sports Car Club's race day at Castle Coombe on Saturday. We will be covering that in the next podcast. We do try and cover all the racing that's going on. So hopefully you guys will get some good dry racing.
Tag us in your posts. Hashtag yes. Pub Racing UK. Hashtag CRUK. And we'll get your post shared as well. Let us know how your weekend goes.
There we go. Fantastic. The Fiesta Juniors were out of Donington as well. Joseph Loke got a couple of wins. Good to see some more cars out with those guys as well. The BMW Compact Cup. Jordan Griffiths with two wins. Stephen Daly with one win. Massive grid. Really close racing. All live streamed. That's a TCR support that's absolutely boomed. And it was booming when it was part of 750, when it was just part of the BRCC. And we've got a video of them going out to qualify, I believe. Now that's
I didn't think that was going to end then.
I was going to say.
I didn't think that was going to end.
That is a one-make series and a half. Just fantastic.
It is one that is high on my my radar, that one.
Have you got a soft spot for a BMW?
I have, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So if you are part of the BMW Compact Cup Grid and would like Nick to review, I'm sure we can get Nick out in a Compact Cup car. We'll get Stefan out in it. Nick can watch this time.
I can't deal with that. The tears coming from him if I drive a BMW. Of it. Oh, my days.
It'd just be at the side as it goes up. Just as Stefan goes up. That should be me. That should be me. 750 Motor Club moved on to Snetterton or Wetterton, depending on the weather. Covered by Alpha Live, and we have an ambassador alert, and this is a brilliant ambassador alert.
Because you heard it here first.
Exactly. Rob Wellham won race one and race two in Formula 1000. Yes. Absolutely fantastic. There he is. So massive shout out to Rob. Well done,
well
mate.
Done, mate.
Fantastic to see him finally get out. Unfortunately, if you have got the link for race three, it did end in tears, battling for a podium. He went for a gap. The gap closed, and the other driver ended up on his roof. I didn't think it was Rob's fault, personally, but we're biased. Fantastic.
You know what happened with that, though, after that?
No.
So Rob obviously had an unfortunate tangling with him, fighting for podium. Yeah. It was well within his rights to carry on driving. And probably could have taken a podium position. But
he probably could.
He felt so guilty or whatever, he instantly stopped to get out of the car to make sure the other driver was all right.
Yeah.
So, fair play to the lad.
Exactly. Well, so you've got the sportsmanship and everything there as well, which is what you want in a driver, which also makes him a fantastic ambassador. So well done, Rob Wellham. Really well good done, to mate. See. The BMW Car Club had bumper grids again. Really good racing. The championship's hotting up. It's getting quite close to all the drivers there. If you haven't seen it, Nick, have a good look, because quite a large grid there.
I will have a look.
The Club Enduro as well, 44-car grid, not just the big power stuff doing well. The Class C winner finished 12th overall, so power isn't everything. I fell in love with a Holden Commodore that was on the grid. I know it's not a proper V8 supercar, but... If you have a chance, if you are watching, go onto the Army Sports Car Racing Facebook page and listen to the onboard. You will cream your pants, because I have several times. Put some headphones on, right? Or it's like the guy sitting in the armchair with a speaker in front. Just turn it up and listen to a V8 sing or any on board of Andy Wilson's Vauxhall Monaro, just anything like that. Yeah. But no.
Oh, look, Ian's on it now.
Oh well, yeah.
It's just
I was
like,
just saying, especially Andy Wilson's Monaro, because we've done a lot with that, and it was at Silverstone, and it's just it's an absolute beast. It really is. By the way, that's the one you were just talking about. Can you see that? Don't know how well you can see that.
Yes, that one there.
Yeah.
So do you go check that? That's on Club Racing's page, actually. So there you go.
I posted it up earlier on because I did exactly what you said, Rob, and that was sat there and was just like, oh.
Exactly. I mean, to be fair,
you've got your own house now, isn't it?
I can do what I want.
That's the thing. I mean,
keep cleaning out the van anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there will be purists out there that go, "Oh, it's not a proper V8 supercar because it was, you know, it's one of the Middle Eastern ones. It was a Chevy series, domestic series, based on the Commodore. They've come over here. You can pick one up for $25,000, I think." Off of the old brick car boss, James Tucker. If I had the money, I'd go and bloody buy one because I can't afford a V8 supercar. So that's the closest thing. But I tell you what, looking at the Club Enduro,
hey,
Chris,
Rob.
What?
Don't worry. That ST170 that's sat in your garage.
Yes.
Soon not the one enough that you can buy a bloody V8 supercar.
Not the one that's currently sat in my garage because that's battered. But I'm telling you now, there are a certain section of cars. If you could get a bog standard ST170 or a 106 GTI, we're talking the modern classics. The Mark 1 RS is already going up in value. But anyway, that's another discussion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right, Nick. Just because you drive a Bradford Taxi Vauxhall Vectra, let's just leave it there. Anyway.
But that's the funny thing because... Yes, I've got a Vauxhall Vectra, but I'm a member of most of the bloody Vectra forums, and there's blokes on there doing exactly the same as you, going, "Oh, my Vectra GSI will be worth some money in a few years." No, it won't. It's a Vauxhall Vectra.
If you've got,
it's
I'm
not a Cosworth. It's
no,
not,
it's not.
Not. Oh, it's just.
If you pick up a car like that is completely unmolested, low mileage, stick it in a garage. We're not talking like a bog standard 1.8 bloody thing with hubcaps on it. You're looking at the sportier models, not absolute flame spitting stuff like that. But it's like now, look at now, right? 205 GTI, we were talking about it earlier. 205s, the sporty Nova, the SRI or whatever it was called, an AXGT, they're all starting to be worth a bit of money now because people hark back to their youth.
Cool. Because they're cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
170s aren't cool.
You bastard. No. Well, to be fair, your Vectra is quite cool because it's an ex-challenge car. Shame the driver's a bit of a knob, but, you know, you can't win in these things.
No.
Can I actually get your collective thoughts on Club Enduro? Because that I quite like the look at that. I might stick it in Class C next year and see how it won't go well if I'm driving it, but I might go and enter a couple of those races next year because it does look a good series.
Don't put yourself down, mate. You'll be fine. Go and do Club Enduro. It looks good.
It does look good. Would you be up for it, Nick?
I'm up for anything.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if I'm paying.
As long as no money needs to leave me, then I'm absolutely all over it.
Yeah, fantastic. What about yourself, Stefan? Because I know you guys have obviously got the Mini, so would Club Enduro be somewhere you'd have a look at?
Yeah, we have looked at it. I think it's one of them. I think we want to probably next year we go into one of the MSV Supercup or Tractor Championships, something like that. And there's slightly shorter race lengths to try and get the Mini where we want it type thing before we go out into proper long stints. But it doesn't. I mean, we're all about endurance racing and bang for buck and sharing seat time and all the rest of it. So it's not a great series, though.
Yeah, and it does look reasonably. I think for a three-hour race, it's like £700, two drivers. So you split that between two drivers in a race. You've got an hour potential seat time plus qualifying. So, again, as we covered in episode 3, Nicholas. So,
yes, we did, yes.
We did indeed. looking at 750 Hot Hatch, that's another class that racing I'd look at. Gary Preble absolutely on his own in Class A. Where the hell have all the Class A cars gone? It just seems like Ben Rushworth left and taken everyone with him. There's literally two cars in Class A. One of our previous guests, Nick.
No. Never heard of him.
you are in a right mischievous mood.
I'm only joking. We love you, Ben, really.
I know. But where have all the Class A cars gone? I don't get it. But mate, it could be because they've changed the regs. I don't know.
I have to drop us a comment below and let us know what's going on.
Exactly. Right. Back to some comments.
Where have you gone?
Back to some comments. I know Nick's going to like this. Simon Scherzer, whoa, leave the taxis alone. My daily is a Toyota Avensis estate. It looks like it should smell of piss and digestive biscuits. In fact, it does a bit.
Love it.
Oh, Simon Scherzer, everyone. Absolutely fantastic. I hope the curry went down well. Absolutely fantastic. Mario Neufitu has asked, is Nick not on here just be offensive? Very true. Very true. Go on, say again.
Defend yourself.
No.
Nick loves to offend people. He loves it. AJ Owen, we've got the earlier Holden.
Say it as it is.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Bloody snowflakes. AJ Owen, we've got an earlier Holden from the Middle East cheaper than James Tucker's. He has, hasn't he? Is yours the VY Commodore? Let us know, AJ. But it does look bloody good in the Holden Racing Team scheme. I do like that. AJ, only worth more money when the price of scrap goes up. My God, man.
See, there's a man who knows.
Yeah. There's a man. But again, right, looking at that EP3 Type R, if you've got a bog standard one, put it away because it will go up in value.
Not at the moment, though.
Not the value, yeah, because everyone's bloody going and racing them. But
Is that it?
And that's actually saying that I'm currently writing the script at the moment for the most popular car in British Club Motorsport, because you will go across
MX5.
Everything. There we go, yeah, MX5 or a Honda Civic EP3. So I will put a post up in the next couple of days on my personal page and on the Club Racing UK page for you guys to get your thoughts in, because that's something I think will be quite fun to cover. So Maxine's actually asked if Nick's had a bad day at the office.
Yep.
There we go. Andy Wilson, it's turning into the size
shit. Definitely not a bad day. Definitely not just a single day, that's for sure.
It's a bad one.
Oh, let me break out the violin.
Andy Wilson, it's turning into the Si Scherzer show. To be fair, mate, he's pure gold. So you can't argue with that. So that's a majority of the racing rounded up. We move on to the Club Racing UK competitions. Nick, take it away, lads.
You've got a point away, Nick. So we've been speaking
you're on it tonight.
Yeah, we've been speaking to George from Road Track and Race Parts. So we're going to do a short-ish competition. So it's going to last 4 weeks. And we'll be giving away a £50 voucher to spend on any of his stuff. Obviously, just become a member on Club Racing UK, www.clubracinguk.co.uk. £2 a month or £20 for a year. And alongside that, we're running a longer competition, so that go into next year. So we'll be paying up to, well, it's going to be, because everyone will take full advantage of it, so £300 on your race entry fee for your first race on whoever wins it. So
yeah.
Become a member now, and next year you may get £300 off your membership.
Get a free race entry. Well, I mean, you'll get £300 off of it at least.
Some people it's free, some people it's towards it, but it'll be £300 either way.
There we go. Can't argue with that. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you can kind of really mention it, you know, save of the year.
Yeah, as always, currently running is the HRX save of the year. So, yeah, get your entries in as you're still racing this year. I'm sure as it gets wetter, there'll be a lot more slidey brown trouser moments.
Yeah. We don't need any more from you, AJ. Don't send us any more. I think you're pretty much wrapping this up as it is. But
I think...
He's probably just doing it on purpose because he wants some fresh HRX underwear.
Yeah.
But if you've had a hairy moment, or...
I'm getting the
old that's it. You boys have got to become special for the old 500.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you're an expert at getting that KA sideways through paddock, aren't we, Steph? Aren't you, Steph?
I've kind of learned an art with it. Yeah.
It's
the
shit the bed.
Oh, it's one of the best videos.
Okay, so that's the competitions taken care of. I have put on the script to end, but Ian Waterhouse, if you could, I just wanted to speak to you guys quick. First of all, to show our appreciation for your continued support of the Club Racing UK podcast. You guys have been absolutely fantastic this year. The other thing I will also sort of round up how your guys' year has been so far. How have you guys been getting on with all the racing and what have you got coming up?
Yeah, well, it's been a difficult year for everybody, but actually last weekend was our first weekend off, I think, since we came out of lockdown. So it's actually been crazy. You know, you won't like this, but we're actually golfing again tomorrow. Golf is sort of... it's exploded for us really as well. But Nick's we
screen.
Yeah,
I love Nick's golf.
One day, Nick, I will get you out on a golf course. Definitely. But
I really like golf.
Yeah, okay. I don't believe you. next time we're out is actually with you guys at Brands Hatch for Enduro Car. We're doing Super Cup as well. We're doing Enduro Car. So we've actually got this weekend off too. We've still got modified Fords to do F1000. So there's still a fair bit of the year left to go. And of course, we've got Motorsport Days as well. So there's still a lot going on. And then next year, we're in discussions with MSV, we're in discussion with Energy Car Club and a few bits and bobs. So we're still here, we're still going strong, and we're going to be just getting bigger and bigger next year as well.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Fantastic to see, Ian. Great to see you guys doing the fantastic coverage that you guys do. Just over to the last of the comments, Maxine Nichols. They are Team 17 in the Rogue Motorsport MR2s racing at the Birkett this year, hoping for a let up in the bad weather. Simon Scheser has actually commented, try and find a Mark 1 Citroen Saxo VTS in good condition. Again, that's another one. It was a piece of shit, but if you put it away, it'll be worth a few quid.
Rob, can I just say, Mario Neofitu's commented, and this is, now I know what Nick's trying to get up to here. It says Nick's trying to get a drive in the golf buggy.
Trust me, I'm not going to pass up any opportunity right now.
I can assure you, Nick, I could get you a drive in a golf buggy. That's no problem.
Sign me up. Let's do it.
You could be Ian's caddy for the day.
Gladly. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Could you imagine Nick in the Pringle jumper and the old God Rupert the Bear trousers?
I think we should have a charity golf match or something.
We should do. We should do a Club Racing UK charity golf match.
The thing is, Stefan, if we turned up in our Rover 200s, we'd fit in.
We would. Get loads of golf sets in them.
Well, actually, Steph, what was it you said to me when we were sat outside Snetterton? What was it you said to me?
Right, yeah. I had a black MR2, and me and my mate used to go and play golf, and you could fit set the golf clubs in the back of an MR2.
Oh my god!
Yes, she's good.
An MR2 then for me.
Is there anything sadder
Turn up, play golf in style, Nick. I think that's what we're getting at.
A turn up, yeah. And play golf in with a 3-inch exhaust, more like. Simon Ward has commented, if Mallory had a ramp at the barrier, I'd fire Sai Scheser straight off. Mario's come back for Nick. If we do a charity golf day, he suggested that we do it for the Michael Schumacher charity.
All right, let's do it.
Fingers, Patrick Teal will be there for the golf day as well. But I think on that note, gentlemen, it's been a fantastic podcast for something that was meant to be a bit low-key this week. But as usual, I've been Robert Lewis, the gentleman below me, Stefan Marsh and Nick Holmes. And our guest tonight, My Supercar Productions, Ian Waterhouse. This has been the Club Racing UK podcast with My Supercar. Good night, everyone.
Buy our T-shirt. It's not for sale yet, but if you want one, buy it. Night, everyone.